Supply from your friends at Bowermore. Go Tigers.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Lawrence takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Steps up, throws it down the middle, has Ross open. He catches it at the 25, going to race into the end zone. Touchdown.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Number three, the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com. I'm talking to Russell Patterson a bunch here the last few weeks, and we mainly talk football because we get to trade. I try to talk business. He tries to talk business, and then we venture off into football. But what they're really, really good at over there, what they've been studying for the longest time is this new tax code. We had more tax changes than any year since 1986. There's all kinds of new things you need to know. Actually, you don't need to know them. The Patterson Tax Service already knows them, so they'll take care of you. PATTAX.com, 859-8289. In the month of December, folks, go by and see these great people. If you're a small business, do the tax planning. Maximize your tax return by finishing 2018 right. Let the Patterson Tax Service take care of you. 859-8289. Wherever you can hear my voice, right now, they can take care of your taxes for you. Any state, they'd love to do it for you. 859-8289, PATTAX.com. My good folks there. 805 on a Thursday, normally Paul Strelow, but he was kind enough because we're off tomorrow to move. Paul Strelow, A, thanks for moving a day up for us, and B, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Oh, same to you as well. Thank you.
I always look forward to this time of year because a rivalry game on. Ask you your thoughts on the rivalry game coming up. First, though, let's go back and review. Clemson had several unofficial visitors last weekend. Let's talk about the two uncommitted guys, and we'll begin with Kavarius Crouch, the five-star from Charlotte.
Yes, Crouch, five-star from Charlotte. It could be his final official visit. He told our regional analyst, Adam Freeman, that he would like to go visit Southern Cal and make that his final trip, but I don't think anybody truly believes that will be a factor. He had taken official visits to Florida State and Michigan and Tennessee, and what we reported coming out of that was Michigan probably still the most formidable challenger there. And he brought his grandmother and mother and uncle this past weekend. And I think for Clemson, it went largely how they thought it would. They kind of hit home on several points about the life after football and taking care of him and all those things. And I think probably more than anything, between those points as well as I think him getting to spend time with some of the commitments. Some of the players on campus, I think that is an area maybe where Michigan had really sold that well during their official visit. And I think Clemson was kind of able to mitigate any advantages that Michigan might have had in that realm with the official visit. So really, I think, we kind of always said, hold the phone on anything Crouch related until he gets through this Clemson official. And I think coming out of it, there are a lot of reasons to believe that the needle is, truly in Clemson's corner right now. Now, I still frame the Crouch recruitment as a marathon and not a sprint. So they've got to reach the finish line still. But I think, if you're Clemson, you feel like you'd rather be you than anybody else right now. And I think everybody else recruiting Crouch thinks that Clemson is probably the odds-on favorite at this point. So, If you're Clemson, you're in a pretty good position.
The time frame, he will commit to a school before the All-American date, but the public won't know until he officially does this at the Army All-American game. Any idea when he might inform that school?
I do not. I believe it will be, it will be in December, probably. I don't believe he has done that now, and I don't think we are imminent on a decision. But particularly, he has to sign some papers and do different things if he's going to be a mid-year enrollee. And for a lot of the mid-year enrollees, oftentimes it truly comes down to, certain academic measures and stuff that they get in December. So I don't think it's a given yet that he is going to be a mid-year enrollee. But, I think coming in December, I think, and I believe probably before even the the early signing period, and I think probably somebody will know.
Is Michigan, do they view him as in the same kind of athlete mold, or do they have a more of a straightforward plan with him about what they're saying about future position?
Michigan views him, you know, they're kind of recruiting him a lot like, you know, they're selling him Jabril Peppers, frankly, where, you know, he played some running back, mostly a defensive prospect. And I think that's how Michigan will end up using him, you know. But, yeah, they're obviously using to their advantage a little bit, but that's more of a slower-paced, power-run game type of offense and approach, both for Michigan and for the Big Ten. But in the end, I don't think that's, I don't think the, you know, I think the difference will be negligible in what each school is selling him in terms of position. You know, I think it comes down more to his feel and proximity, and, you know, I think family wants him closer to home. So I think those factors will probably end up mattering more.
Second official visitor, Will Putnam, offensive lineman, just outside the top 100 in current rankings, a four-star offensive lineman from down in Tampa.
Yes, a big weekend for Clemson there. You know, he had Auburn and Florida State were really the two that people viewed as in the strongest position. And I think the fact that Auburn has had a lot of, you know, smoke as far as their season not living up to expectation, what's Gus Malzahn's future, and, you know, will there be kind of a purge within the offensive staff has opened the door with them. Florida State, obviously their season kind of speaks for itself. So while I think the relationships for Putnam were probably stronger, particularly he'd been to those campuses more and knows the commitments and players there better. You know, Clemson held some appeal to him. You know, when he visited back in late March, he's got a good relationship with Riley Caldwell and Dabo Swinney's profile kind of resonates there, but he needed to know more. And I think that's what this visit served for him. And I think particularly when you look at where Clemson is stature-wise to the other two, I think the ingredients were there for Clemson to make a big move. You know, I think Auburn remains the stiffer competition than Florida State toward the end. He's someone who's going to probably announce after his season, really in probably a week or two, he wanted to let the post-visit high subside and make a more reasoned, rational decision. But I think if you're Clemson, you're feeling, you know, that you're right in it. And I think when people look at it logically, the thought would be that Clemson would probably be the choice more likely than not. But this is one that's going to – there's several different factors there. And, you know, I think he's got a great relationship with Auburn's offensive line coach. But there are a lot of rumblings that the offensive coordinator and O-line coach could be gone after this season. But that's not a move Auburn's going to make until after signing day for obvious reasons. So some different things being juggled there, but I do think that Clemson helped themselves significantly coming out of the weekend, and I don't think it would surprise anybody if Clemson were the pick.
All right, several other official visitors, the committed guys that were in, around a dozen or so. You know, sometimes it's not a whole lot of sexy news coming out of official visits for guys that are committed to you. But sometimes you see guys maybe a little taller, a little shorter, better-looking body, worse-looking body, personality-wise, magnetic personality. Any kind of feel for any of those other guys on what is normally kind of a routine official visit now that they're committed?
Well, for me, the more compelling parts where I had not had a chance to really eyeball Rook or Oro or Ednos or Rubin, two of their defensive linemen from Michigan and Kansas, respectively, or Missouri, Kansas City. So, you know, for me, that was kind of compelling. Oro, you know, I very much struck me as a guy who could profile at either end or tackle, depending on what he grows into, you know, a taller, longer frame. You know, Rubin, for me, probably projects as more of an interior guy based on his build. So, you know, I took more interest in that. He's kind of getting to see who's doing the talking and who's kind of recruiting. You know, I think probably, you know, even more so than the official visitors, I think seeing the 2020 offensive line commitment, John Williams, kind of go to work on Will Putnam recruiting him. Just kind of the personality I've seen from Williams strikes me as someone who is going to be one of their better recruiters for this next class. So I think those were kind of the biggest takeaways for me, seeing the commitments and and official visitors interact.
Had a pretty star-studded cast of unofficial visitors as well, including five-star Miles Murphy. What were the thoughts about the unofficial, the storylines of the unofficials?
For me, Murphy, coming back, probably the headlining visitor there. You know, he's been to UGA a couple times this season, you know, Alabama. Really, the big four for him has always been Clemson, Georgia, Alabama, and Auburn. And I think Auburn is probably falling back there some. But the fact that he keeps coming back, and he's going to take a lot of visits. There's no decision imminent there. But he fits very much the Clemson profile with personality. When you talk to him, you know, I think it's going to be the one that comes down to Clemson or Georgia. And Georgia's won more of those battles for in-state linemen, defensive linemen. But I think Murphy is a very compelling battle for the junior class. So he was the big one. The other one was Reggie Grimes, kind of an outside linebacker. Well, I think probably a defensive end, the next level from Mount Juliet in Tennessee. Dad played at Bama, so the, you know, obviously the legacy ties there are strong, and Bama is offered. But when you also look at, I mean, he's got, the dad has good relationships with Todd Bates, the D-line coach who came after him at Bama as a player. Lemanski Hall was before him, the other defensive line coach. Obviously, Dabo Swinney was an assistant coach at Alabama when Grimes' father was there. So there are a lot of connections there and a lot of familiarity with Clemson because of it. They came to camp back in the summer. They've been to a game before. So I think if anybody has the chops to challenge Alabama in that recruitment, I think Clemson does. And so them making it back before the end of the season, I think was a significant little nod to that.
No official visits this weekend, but some big-time guys from all over the country, including two of the top four players in the country coming in. Major storylines in your mind for the South Carolina Clemson unofficial visit list?
Yes, for this class, really the big one is Kai Moore, offensive tackle from Virginia, who's really kind of viewed as a South Carolina-Penn State battle, but has always wanted to check out Clemson before he made a decision. So he's coming on an unofficial visit this weekend. You know, to me, Clemson's got a lot of ground to make up there. But should there be any, should it be a definitive win for Clemson, you wonder if it might not have possibly the same impact that maybe moving the needle like when Clemson beat Florida State pretty bad back in, you know, earlier this season. So I think that's one to watch. I still think, if it's gone this late, it's probably going to be a Penn State or South Carolina battle. But if he's coming on your campus, Clemson's got a chance, perhaps. But really, like you said, the junior class, the 2020s, is where this weekend is so huge for recruiting. You know, I think back to 2 years ago when Clemson, you know, had the kind of the landslide victory against South Carolina, and they had Xavier Thomas and, so, you know, a number of the big-name in-state guys for this cycle on hand. You know, they're going to have the top in-state guy in Jordan Birch this weekend, who's a similar profile in some respects, or there's some comparisons to be made. And as far as South Carolina's got a lot of voices around him, a lot of positive for the Gamecocks there. But, you know, from a business decision standpoint, you know, Clemson appeals to him, and he's been back here several times. So I think that one is a kind of tug of war that could be interesting going into the weekend. And then, like you said, two of the top four prospects that Rivals has ranked nationally for the 2020 class, DJ Uiagalelei is scheduled to make his flight out Friday night after his state championship game, just as he was for the NC State game. So certainly all eyeballs will be on whether he makes that flight this time. And then Brian Brissy, a five-star defensive lineman, 6'5", 280, from Damascus, Maryland. You know, it's taken a lot of different visits this fall to different schools, and this is Clemson's chance for him this weekend. So a lot of big names coming in.
Final one for you, Paul. Rivalry week. I don't ask you week to week about games, and because mainly it's what the spread has been, and we took cover so much in recruiting. But you've seen a lot of these players on both sides of the ball. You've seen these teams play, but also saw them, you know, coming through the recruiting ranks. Your thoughts on some of the storylines? I don't want to give away your prediction article or anything like later on, but some of the storylines and some of your thoughts heading into Saturday night's rivalry.
Well, I hadn't really formulated a prediction, so nothing really to give away quite yet. But, you know, for me, I'm always leery whenever a team is really kind of expected to beat down another team. Like, I think Clemson is the better team. I think that could easily surface, you know, throughout this game. But, you know, I think pride does come into play for South Carolina a little bit. And I do think that Clemson could win this one comfortably, yet there be the unsatisfied feeling of it for them and the fan base more of, you know, maybe it wasn't the blowout that, you know, I think people are expecting, fans for Clemson are expecting it to be 2 years ago. And maybe it will be that, because I do, you know, Clemson has shown to be a very good team, and South Carolina, you know, isn't bad, but they have not been, you know, maybe lived up to their expectation this season. So I think it could be competitive for a little while. But I think there's probably a medium ground in the reasonable expectation for what this outcome could be, because I think, you know, South Carolina has some things that they do well and can be competitive in some regards.
All right, tell us about TigerIllustrated.com. What's coming up for folks out there? It's a great time of year to join in case you have not. What's coming on the website in the next few days?
Yeah, lots of, obviously, a ton of recruiting names coming in. You know, another handful, if not more, of four stars that we didn't get to for the junior class coming in. So we'll have a lot of returns coming out of this weekend, particularly with Uyangalale and Versee and Jordan Birch being on campus. And really, you know, I kind of signified last weekend as the kickoff of the stretch run for Clemson recruiting. And as we move into, you know, in-home visits, and coaches can hit the road next week, although with Clemson and the championship game, that changes things in the conference. So really, recruiting season really kicks into even higher gear starting now, and with Clemson having a couple spots still to fill this class, you know, the wheels are turning, particularly with the offensive line recruiting and what pieces are going to fall where and where those dominoes go.
Can't wait. You know, and note this quickly, too, because of the early signing period. Remember last year we had a run on guys that really – like Alabama recruiting a kid from South Carolina that nobody had ever really heard of. Paul, it's going to be a lot of fun in January again, right? Don't you anticipate that after the signing day, the premium goes up for players who didn't sign early and we kind of like will overvalue? Isn't it what we saw in year one? You think you'll see that in year two?
I think it's turning into the basketball market where, you know, spring basketball, guys get inflated values and things happen that way. So I think I think what the lesson learned from a lot of college coaches last year was you got to get it done by the December signing period for the guys you want.
Right.
So I think there's going to be a real push this year to get, you know, fill their spots as many as possible with guys that they're available in December. Because for what shakes out, you know, there isn't going to be the market that they are expecting to shake out in January.
Great point. Hey, always follow it. Always appreciate it. I hope you and your family have a great Thanksgiving. Let's review the unofficial visits and see how those two of the top four players in America, how that visit went this weekend. Paul, have a great Thanksgiving, buddy.
Hey, you too. Appreciate it, Mickey.
All right. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. Join us a day early because we're off tomorrow. You know who's not off? The folks at Reed's Jewelers. Between now and November 30th, they've got some great things going on. Black Friday savings are going on, but it's not just Black Friday, Zach Gorman Store 24. It's Black Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But their sales are going to go on between now and November the 30th. Right now, you get a 1-carat Iconic Diamond Solitaire for just $1,999. Less than $2,000. You could get a 4-piece blue topaz. Is that how you say it, topaz? I think that's how you say that one. Earrings, pendant, bracelet, and ring. Just $249 right now. Set up to, or save it to thousands of dollars between now and November the 30th. You get 18 months deferred interest on qualifying purchase as well. So go by and see these wonderful folks. Meredith and I, we have stuff from Reed's Jewelers. You're going to love Reed's Jewelers, reeds.com. A 1-carat Iconic Diamond Solitaire for less than $2,000. REEDS.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I want to know, with Thanksgiving tomorrow, Mr. Ward 24, think about this. Caller sponsor, or callers and texters and emailers, what are you thankful for in sports? We'll do that for the final 30 minutes after this.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bosie Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bosie and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bosie Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs, the crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit, and Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
Carolina Alliance has a team of experienced, devoted bankers to help you with any financial hurdle you come across, offering competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services for your business or personal banking need. Here's the best part. These are people you know from the community. Stop in for a visit. David Barnett, Dustin Green, and Leslie Menace in Greenville, Jack Bice, Robert Halfacre, and Lois Filial in Anderson, and Adria Earwood in Easley. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. It's that easy at LKQ Pick Your Part. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at LKQ Pick Your Part, save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find new inventory for your car or truck, from transmissions to tires, rims to radiators. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
Northland does internet. So all of the things you like doing, Northland helps you do them online faster. You want a game online? Northland has reliable connections to keep you in the action. You want to get away? They do internet that takes you to distant worlds at a price you can afford. You want to stream, shop, and share at once? They have high-speed internet that allows everyone in your family to be online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected. For a limited time, you can save big with our best offer of the year. Get Northland's fastest internet speed, up to 100 megs for only $49.99 a month. That's up to double the speed of our 50 meg internet for the same low price. Limited time offer, all rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See northland.com/offers for full details.
This is it, the annual Palmetto Bowl and the 116th meeting between the Tigers and the Gamecocks. Join me at George Coleman Ford for an in-depth look at this game and what it means to each team today, 3 to 7, Papa John's Pizza and Road Rage. George Coleman Ford, Travelers Rest.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Our friends at Granger Nissan want you to stop by, and you know it is a great time of year to go to Granger Nissan, Granger Nissan of Anderson. Let me see what we're up to, buddy, because we always talk about inventory. And at Granger Nissan of Anderson, right now, 482 vehicles. 482. 370 of those are brand new Nissans. Year-end event going on right now. You know Black Friday? How about a black, brand-new 2019 Altima on Black Friday with some Black Friday savings? Go to the year-end event right now going on. This is one of the biggest ones. I'm looking right now, $5,000 savings on that one, $3,000 savings on that one, over $5,000 savings on that one. Go by and see the great prices, the great products, the great inventory. Granger Nissan of Anderson, 3510 Clemson Boulevard. Call them at 324-0650. Home of the lifetime powertrain warranty and proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. It's our friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Hey, we're going to go to TD and Georgia coming up next. But did you and William make up? Did y'all kiss and make up? Yesterday, you called him an idiot. He called you a moron. Y'all yelled back and forth at each other. Y'all girls slapped each other. Is it over now? Is he calling back in now? He made fun of your voice. You made fun of his calls.
It's in the past. I haven't given a second thought to it, to be honest with you.
But he didn't call in today.
I'm sure he's a busy man, driving before Thanksgiving.
I just want to make sure y'all are okay. Maybe he can bring
completely and definitively clear as I can. Nobody bring food to the station tomorrow. Stay with your families. Spend the time with the families.
Let's get the order done.
I have white all kinds of stuff meat coming in. Stop it. We're not doing that.
Stuffing?
I'll be fine.
Do you like the gravy on the stuffing?
I have food prepared for tomorrow.
Do you have
already.
Any allergies?
We're good. Yes, tons of allergies. Can't even get into it. It's personal, but please don't bring me any food.
You like deviled eggs?
Stop. No, those are gross.
What?
Deviled eggs are disgusting.
Oh, deviled eggs is one of the great delicacies of Thanksgiving.
So.
Do you want the sandwich with the cranberry on it?
I don't want anybody's food. I have my own food.
202 Lawrence Road.
Stop.
What time will you be here tomorrow?
I won't be here tomorrow. I'm calling sick.
During the women's basketball broadcast, you're on.
Won't be here tomorrow. I'm going to New Jersey Thanksgiving.
We'll get you some food. 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone lines. TD is in Georgia. Good morning, TD. How you doing?
And I'm doing good, Mickey. How are y'all?
Man, we're blessed. Hope you're having. We're getting ready for a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah, getting ready for a great Thanksgiving. Listen, you just mentioned, you know, what are we thankful for? I tell you what, there's a lot of things in this world I'm thankful for that I mean a whole lot more than what we end up talking about most mornings. But you know, I tell you what, being a Clemson fan, I'm certainly thankful for back in. You can tell me what year it was? 06, 07, somewhere like that, where C.J. Spiller stood in the gym in Florida and announced he was going to Clemson.
We had that live on the air here. He had that beautiful white suit. Remember that suit? And the night before, I was on with a couple of people very close to the program, and they said, man, C.J. Spiller, he's told him he's coming, but they're not sure he's coming because it's going to be very difficult for him to stand up in front of all those Seminoles and Gators down there and say Clemson. So that's what the worry is. But if he's strong, he's going to say Clemson. He's going to sound like Clemson. I was like, man, this is not going to happen. So we promoted the heck out of it on the air. And as it turned out, we had him live on the air, and he said Clemson, that was one of those unbelievable days. And really, without that one, TD, is Clemson where they are right now?
No, I don't think so. And you know, maybe we didn't win like we wanted to when CJ was here, but he was a special player. I remember his senior year, been listening to you for years, Mickey, and he said, you came on the air and you said, hey, guys, you know, really savor these last two or three games because I don't know we'll ever get anybody. I don't know if I'll ever see anybody do the things that C.J. Spiller does with the ball in his hand here at Clemson ever again. And then luckily, lo and behold, you know, we found a Sammy Watkins. And then luckily, lo and behold, we found a Deshaun Watson. And now, you know, obviously we found, you know, Trevor Lawrence, and they've been a lot in between there. But who's the next guy? Is there a recruit in this recruiting class that you say, hey, this guy's a difference maker? You know, and I know it's hard to say with the ball because I personally think Dexter Lawrence is a difference maker. You know, and he doesn't tote the ball well. I tell you, don't tote the ball, you never know.
Yeah, he does.
But he doesn't get the ball in his hand, but he's a difference maker. Who in this upcoming class maybe can you pinpoint and say, wow, this may be the C.J. Spiller of this upcoming class? Because like you said many years ago, I was not sure. We just didn't have those kind of kids come to Clemson. And you know, Dabo's here. You know, I'm thankful for him as well. My kids grew up around, you know, watching Clemson football with a man like Dabo Swinney leading the program. I mean, how good can it get right now for being a Clemson Tiger? I'll take it off air. Appreciate you guys. Have a great one.
Thank you, TD. Have a nice Thanksgiving. The true, real next one in line, if you can get him, is DJ Uiagalelei. I think I said it right there. That's my first time I said it right ever. DJ Uiagalelei. Because he's the number one player in the country, and he's that just unbelievable player. The guy in this class, the guy or two in this class, I'm going to give you three names, Mr. Or 24, Jack Lake Tonta. I'm going to give you Frank Ladson, wide receiver from Miami, 6'4", 175-pound guy. He's got to get bigger and stronger. Reminds me an awful lot of T. Higgins. He is a guy that some inside the building over there thinks can be as good as any wide receiver that Clemson's ever signed. Joe Ngate is a wide receiver from Folsom, California, 6'4", 210. Reminds me a little bit of a Justin Ross. Can be that kind of player. And I believe that Andrew Booth, a corner from Lawrenceville, Georgia, is that Trevion Mullen, A.J. Terrell kind of corner that can have that kind of impact. Those are the three that I think are those next ones. You're talking about the Spillers and the Watkins and the Watsons and the Lawrences. But really, truly, now, in that class, in that 2019 class, 2020 class, the one coming up, where Clemson's involved with so many of the top players in the country, there's a bunch of guys there that you feel like that might be the way. Texture made a good point. Joe Ngate is better than Frank Ladson. He thinks that. There are folks that think that. There are folks that think that Ngate is going to be just an absolute superstar here. I think this.
I get the feeling that they're higher on Ladson.
Both. But it's split over there. Not split, but there's people on both sides of the fence. But I've had people tell me they think that Ngate is better, but I've also had someone tell me that they think Ladson might be the best they've ever signed. Sammy? Nope. I mean, Higgins? Ross? Had an interesting comment the other day, or interesting thought the other day. Who's better upside long-term? It's hard to go against Nuke and Sammy. But could T. Higgins and Justin Ross project in the NFL bigger, stronger, more physical, more longer-lasting?
Nuke Hopkins is a bona fide top three receiver in the NFL right now.
Yep. But the combination, Sammy's been hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
Could you say that maybe Higgins and Ross have as much potential?
Higgins and Ross are great players. And I think with a little bit more seasoning, they'll get to that level, if you will.
Yeah.
Sammy and Nuke, when they were at Clemson, even together at Clemson, were both viewed as number one options.
Mm-hmm. Higgins and Ross are too, or will be.
Will be. They're not right now.
Who's better, Higgins or Ross?
T. Higgins is better right now.
Who has bigger upside?
Ross.
You think?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Man, life's good, buddy. Life is good. My wife just sent me a text. I'm sorry. My beautiful wife just sent me a text. So she says, I have people right now texting me that they are bringing Zach food tomorrow.
Mickey, Meredith, stop. I don't want any of it. I really appreciate the offers, but I'm all
they're,
good.
It's coming too late. Nope.
Please cancel it.
I already got it.
The door will be locked. The shade's drawn.
What time is women's basketball
tomorrow? I will not be here for it. I'm not coming.
It's nice.
I have no desire to interact with human beings.
No, don't do that. Don't be a jerk about it.
No, I really don't need it. I'm good. I have food prepared already to go tomorrow.
No, you don't.
I do. Crockpot stuff. We're good to go.
No.
Yes, I do.
Tomorrow the game is at 3 o'clock. Clemson's playing Tennessee tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you're going to need some good news coming out of that one. 3 o'clock tomorrow. You're going to be here at 2:30.
I don't need food.
And you will be done at 5:30.
Stop.
So anywhere between 2:30 and 5:30.
Stop.
Tomorrow.
I'm not answering the door.
You're not?
No.
So they're going to leave the on your car.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm not answering it.
People just want to be close to you. So
and I appreciate it. Stay home with your families. Stop listening to Mickey. Stop listening to his wife.
Let me ask you something. What if they consider you part of their family?
Well, that's great that we're part of the radio family. That's wonderful. But that's about as far as it goes now, isn't it?
Texas said they're going to bring a bunch of deviled eggs over here for you tomorrow.
Great. That's fantastic. Let the birds eat them. That's what they deserve.
All right. Got people saying now, hey, when and where is the food? So they'll come here and take your food for you. I think it's great people are offering to do that tomorrow. And I'm bringing something tomorrow night, so it's going to be great.
I don't need food!
Yes, you're getting it. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Call them today. Get in touch with them today. They're there. I'm going to tell you something, man. I think that Tim Worley is one of the nicest guys I've ever met, but more than anything else, he believes in this product. He is a guy that will come to your home, come to your business, show you what they do, show you how they do it, and you're going to absolutely love our friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Your garage floor, they're going to move everything out of your garage, move everything back in when they're finished. It's going to be amazing. I had a dear friend come over to the house yesterday, and he came to pick up something. We donated something to charity yesterday, and he had a truck, so he took it up there for us. And he goes, man, your garage looks awesome. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of what Carolina Flooring Specialists did. So many of you have done it now. And keep those texts and emails coming to us. Check them out online. The Garage Flooring Specialists. Call Tim today, 404-8158, 404-8158. We're getting so many texts. Do you like lamb? You need to put your order in. I love this, man. I love what people are trying to do for you tomorrow. A short break. How about this? Don't be a northerner, Zach. Accept southern hospitality. Good for you, Dr. D. Appreciate the phone call there. Hey, we'll take a break. Come back. Final segment of the show. Hey, what are you thankful for? Get that ready for your 2-minute drill, Zach. What are you thankful for? I'm thankful for all the people who are going to bring Zach food tomorrow. We'll take a break. Come back. Wrap things up after this.
Hey, Clemson fans. Join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Hi friends, Mickey Plyler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Mice and rats are more active and bigger nuisances this time of the year. They want to be cozy in your home where it's nice and warm. We're here to kick them out. At Clark's, we specialize in keeping them where they belong. Call today to schedule an assessment on your home for rodent activity and possible entry points. Don't forget that we have one of the most detailed pest control services in the industry and also offer termite and wildlife control services. Call 864-233-2847 or visit clarkspest.com today.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Over $4,000 off. Now that's what I'm talking about. Cars cost less than travelers rest. Where George Coleman Ford is offering a 2018 Escape S with power equipment and sync. $24,935 MSRP on sale at just $19,900. Not only that, they never had any dealer fees. That's George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest, the upstate's only Ford President's Award winning dealership.
Offer good through January 2nd, 2019.
Join Mickey, Brad, Ben, Kwok, and Kelly live on location November 29th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at United Rentals Greenville. There will be something for everyone. Check out ready-to-work equipment during their biggest sale of the year. Hang out with the WCCP crew and enter to win prizes. Don't miss it. The Big Blue Equipment Sale November 29th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. with the Mickey Plyler Show. The Press Box and Out of Bounds live on location. 117 Woodruff Industrial Lane in Greenville.
Onward Reserve, now open downtown Clemson. Your new game day retailer. Shop Clemson game day performance polos, game day tees, hats, and more. Onward Reserve will help you look and feel your best in and out of the stadium. Visit OnwardReserve.com for free shipping. Live authentically. Shop Onward Reserve and experience the difference. 383 College Avenue, downtown Clemson. You can also visit them online at OnwardReserve.com for free ground shipping. That's OnwardReserve.com.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. It's that easy at LKQ Pick Your Part. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at LKQ Pick Your Part. Save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find new inventory for your car or truck. From transmissions to tires, rims to radiators. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Some traditions should never change, like the Tigers entering Death Valley from the east end zone and touching Howard's Rock. Your local Ag Pro is also into traditions like our Green Fever sales event. Win big with 0% financing and year-end discounts on John Deere compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gators side-by-sides. Just visit one of our four South Carolina locations or head to agproco.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
And a little reverse on a fake punt. Clemson smells it out, though. And it's going to make the tackle at the 23-yard line.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo. So
final segments of the Wednesday show. We're off tomorrow. We'll be back on Friday over at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Hey, Roosters wants you to stop by and see them. I've got a big old mop. I got too much lettuce for my bowl right now. I need to head over to Roosters. RoostersMGC.com. Give me a little haircut, man. Mine's a mess right now. A stinking mess. Look at this, Zach. Just a mess, huh?
It's not great.
I don't have gray hair anyway. And when it gets out of hand like this, you know, I got to do something. Mm. It's embarrassing. Mm. Embarrassing my family right now. Get in touch with Roosters, mgc.com, roostersmgc.com. Pelham Road over in Greenville, they want to take care of you. Let the modern style barbershop and the ladies over there do that for you with roostersmgc.com. All right, I'm calling off the dogs. You want me to call off the dogs? I call off the dogs.
I don't want to. Yeah, call them off.
Do you have something you're thankful for sports? You're going to save for your two-minute drill.
Oh, two-minute drill.
Okay. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Zach asked for non-perishable food and donate.
That's a great, great one. If you're going to bring food, bring canned food, and I'll take it to a local shelter.
People just lined up to do this. We had a Georgia fan kind of send us this, said, hey, Zach, you might hate the dogs, but they're getting paid right now. Georgia's NFL, active players in the NFL have $786 million in contracts.
And you said...
They got paid long before they got to the NFL.
Mickey said that their texter, not me.
Long before it got to the NFL.
Mickey, the noted Georgia fan, said that.
Hunker down, you hairy dogs. All right, here's what I have for college football coming up for the next couple of days. Between now and the time we talk, in case you missed it, we had the games last night. Did you watch these games last night? I did not. Did you watch any of the games last night?
No, I did not.
We saw Miami beat Ball State 42-21, double them up, and Western Michigan beat Northern Illinois 28-21. Tomorrow, Colorado State Air Force from the Air Force Academy, 3:30 CBS Sports Network. And I won't watch that one. I will watch tomorrow night, 7:30, Mississippi State and Ole Miss in the Egg Bowl from Oxford, Mississippi. You watch that one?
Yes, I'll watch a little bit of that one.
Let me make sure I have my NFL schedule right for you.
The NFL.
We went from 2 to 3 games the last few years. 12:30 tomorrow, Bears and Lions from Detroit as their Thanksgiving special.
Oh, that's a beauty of a continues. Game right there.
Bears are playing great defense. Khalil Mack is a beast. 4:30 tomorrow, Redskins Cowboys.
That's the one you sleep through.
Little Cowboys and Indians.
That's the one you sleep through.
I don't know, man. Got to fight for the division.
Oh, no. 12:30, you're going downstairs. You're putting the fire on. About 11:30, getting that thing stoked up, ready to go. Turn the game on, finishing up what you need to do for Thanksgiving. You're eating your meal about halftime.
We're talking about fire.
Well, I'm thinking north, yeah. And it's going to be 18 degrees tomorrow in Branchville.
Oh.
You're going to do that?
57 here tomorrow.
Eat about halftime there, right? You're going to finish it up, watch that, and you're going to fall asleep right, like the beginning of the Washington-Dallas game at 4:30.
All right.
Aren't you?
No. I'll be on my way home coming back. I've got to go down to Columbia and back, and down and back. Down Thursday and back, down Friday and back. But we're having I thought this is pretty nice. My wife has a friend and their family's in town, and she has an apartment, so my wife offered our house for them to come over and cook their Thanksgiving meal at our house.
How about that?
That's what we do. You want me to have them bring food over to you?
How about no? Good,
8:20 tomorrow night, you have Falcons and Saints.
Yep.
That's a pretty good game. I'm still waiting on the Falcons to get their season going.
It's a beating waiting to happen.
There's so many teams out here, Zach. Let me ask you this quickly before we wrap things
quickly.
Up.
Quickly.
I'm going to give you the teams that are 500 or worse. You tell me of those, the best chance to make the playoffs. Ready? Dolphins are 5-5. Ravens and Bengals are 5-5. Colts and Titans are 5-5. Broncos are 4-6. Cowboys and 5-5. Eagles 4-6. You guys are 3-7. Packers 4-5-1. Falcons 4-6. Seahawks 5-5.
Giants.
Come on.
Probably the Colts, actually.
Colts are 5-5. Tied with the Titans. 2 games behind the Texans. And in that AFC right now, 1 wild card would go to the Chargers at 7-3. But the other wild card would be fought out between the Dolphins, Ravens, Bengals, and Colts and Titans. All of them 5-5. Colts. Don't count the 4-6 Broncos.
Colts.
I think the Colts.
Colts. Andrew Luck having a nice little bounce back season. That offensive line is something to be not to be trifled with. They're unbelievable up front.
7:30 tonight, 7 o'clock pregame show. Clemson and Creighton from down the Cayman Islands. Stay tuned for all of that. I didn't mention this. In the final fall golf standings for the women's golf, Clemson 23rd in that. So congratulations to that. We did tell you earlier, Jeff Scott is a semifinalist for the Frank Broyles Award. Good stuff there. Also, offensive lineman, or Clemson's offensive line, won the finalists for the Joe Moore Award to the nation's top offensive line. Hey, why is it that Clemson fans are so disappointed in their offensive line, yet when it's time to pass out the nation's top offensive line awards, that they're, you know, involved in it? So this is the unit, the entire offensive line. So Tiger fans high with that. In case you didn't see it last night, Clemson, Alabama, Notre Dame, Michigan still the top four when it comes to the college football playoff poll. Before we wrap things up here on a Wednesday, let's get Clemson James on our Northland Communication phone line. Good morning, Clemson James. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Mickey? How you guys doing this morning?
We're blessed, buddy. Blessed beyond belief. I hope you guys are blessed and ready for a good Thanksgiving.
Hey, we are, man. I want to talk about a little bit of South Carolina football. I got something for you guys this morning.
All right.
I've already been on the phone this morning with Columbia Farms over there on Pleasantburg Drive. They're going to bring us some trucks up there and park them in front of Death Valley's entrance up there because the Tigers are going to pluck them old Gamecocks like a wife plucking her husband's unibrow. Then we're going to send them on the truck over there on Pleasantburg Drive and let her take care of them. Go Tigers, baby.
I like it, Clemson James. Have a great Thanksgiving, man. Come back to trucks over here. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Ralph Patterson, the Newberry Athletic Director, says hashtag Fee Tonto. That's what we're doing here today.
Ralph's a good guy. I like Ralph.
Hey, you know, it was Thanksgiving between the natives here in America and the settlers here in America. So you being Tonto, it'd be a good little thing for people to come by. On a serious note, I'll give you one quick second here. You don't want people to bring any food tomorrow.
No, I want people to spend time with their family and loved ones.
I think I got it figured out, though. You're thinking some Gamecock's going to poison you.
No, I don't think that at all. I think the people around here are wonderful people, and they would do so in an instant. But I implore you to spend time with your family, loved ones. Go see them, visit with them, and enjoy the day. Be thankful for it. It's not just a meal. It is, in fact, a lifestyle. Be thankful for all that you have and enjoy it.
I definitely see what you did there. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, Brad Hughes, at allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates, thanks to Brad Hughes. I speak for Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency, where they say just they want to make sure that you and your family have a wonderful holiday season. And they really, this is a family that they have over there. I feel awesome for any time I deal with Allstate and Brad Hughes. I feel great about what they do. It's Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Do we forgive someone every single day? Today I forgive Math Mickey. I did this wrong. Clemson, according to Jason and Anderson for the math lesson, he goes 3 out of 5 means you go 3-2 every 5 years, which is 6-4 every 10 years. We're talking about the chances that South Carolina evens the series up. He goes, picking up 2 games every 10 years means it would take 135 years to get the series even.
Yikes.
So if they won 6 out of every 10, take them 135 years to catch up.
So your baby boy here is going to have to set a record for oldest human being to see that happen.
Yes. But now they're saying that someone who lives to 125 years old is already born.
Saying 150 now.
150?
Mm-hmm.
150 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Well, I mean, I hope it's you. I really do.
I like it.
Need you doing this show for 100 years.
Speaking of the little fella, I get to do our final ultrasound today. Go over in what?
Is that right?
Yeah, we get to see a little man over there. Last night, man, it's weird. Last night, we're sitting there watching This Is Us and Not Crying. And all of a sudden, man, like, it's either his head or his butt. And he just, all of a sudden, it comes like right out of his stomach over on the right side. It's like pops way up. It's like, whoa. So he feels like something hard. I don't know what the old boy's doing down there.
Jeez.
I think it might have been his butt. Sticking his butt up in the air, maybe. Who knows?
I think that's his father.
My friend, skip the music. What do you have for a 2-minute drill for me?
You know what? We're doing this little be thankful in sports thing, right?
Yeah.
In a time where we have to stream on Facebook Live and can't really watch these basketball games, it causes me to look back and be thankful for all the other games we can stream and have available to us on any kind of format device, whatever it may be. I can watch my Devils play every single night with the NHL package. I can watch the Yankees play on Yes Network for Fox Sports. I can watch the Giants. I can watch anybody I want to across the world, the country, whenever I want to. Thankful for that when it comes to the sports world.
My Tillman Insurance brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all of your real estate needs is EricNewton.com. Hey, students, if you're listening this morning, if you're, as you always do this time of day, I tell you that it's a great time of year. This is the time of year. This is something that's changed. You have to have right now. You have to have your place to live next year. Like, now's the time to do that. So with a complete inventory on a wide variety of prices and projects out there, see our friends, EricNewton.com. Thankful for sports. I'm thankful that the Yankees are trying to get back in this world championship mode, and Paxton the first of a bunch of pieces that will be added to that. Thankful that Dabo Swinney has a program he has, and it's been an awful lot of fun to follow that one. Also thankful for Monty Lee and staff in baseball too, because baseball is going to be great around here in the near future. Thankful for all of our listeners, man. I can't do this. I can't thank them enough. We get to do this every single day. This is awesome. And I can't thank you guys enough for listening. I hope everybody has a wonderful, safe, and happy holidays. We'll take tomorrow off, but we will be here on at Chick-fil-A on Friday. Let me thank caller sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, emailers. Zach Gore, great job once again. Up next to my favorite people, actually Zach and Ben. Have a wonderful